It's Sunday morning. Time for the Great Outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show here on WGN Radio in Chicago. Charlie Potter, your host. I have a fabulous show today with two individuals I've known for a long time who are both leaders in the outdoor industry in very different ways. One of them, Kerry Luft, the Executive Vice President of the Max McGraw Wildlife Foundation, you hear on the air often. And the other, Will Primos, who you've never heard on the air with me on WGN. And Will, I'm remiss about that. I'm way overdue. But for many of you listening, you're going to think Primos. I know that name. The most famous call maker ever.
Yeah, so, good to be with you.
Will and Kerry, thank you for being with me. You guys have together written a great book, and I thought we would take this show this morning, not only Will, to talk about your book and how it came together with Kerry Luft, who now is the author or the editor of several books on the outdoors that are doing quite well, including Anthony Metarese's gun on shotgunning, Kerry, which we talked about a year ago, which has been an exceptional success. By the way, Kerry, you seem to hang around in company with guys who shoot pretty well.
I do.
I'm very impressed. So, Will Primos, Jackson, Mississippi, you got into the outdoor field many, many years ago, and can you just take a moment to talk about how that has your life experiences in the outdoor industry and your love of hunting led you to the creation of this book, Shooting Straight for Hunters, which is a great title because most of us can't shoot straight.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I started Primos in my carport. Officially sold my first dealer in 1976. So to give you kind of a little time frame, I'm 72 years old. When I finally got to the point that the company had grown and I sold the company to a private equity out of Chicago, and I still worked for them. I still helped them grow and continue to grow the company. But I had a little more time on my hands, so this was probably 2019. Well, it was 2019 now that I say that. I started shooting sporting clays because I wanted to get better. There were certain shots that I would not take. For instance, if I was a long crosser, 30 to 50 yards, I just wouldn't even – I learned not to even shoot at that because going left to right or right to left, I couldn't hit the target. And I wanted to learn more about how to properly use a shotgun, even though I'd been shooting a shotgun for 65 years. So one thing led to another, and I bought Metarese's book that was edited by Kerry Luft. And I read the book, and I studied it. I read it three times. And he happened to be in my hometown of Madison, Mississippi, just right north of Jackson, where I was born. And he was shooting in a FETASC event here. He flew in just to shoot the FETASC event. He won it. He was leaving, and I heard he was leaving. And I went over, saw him, and I went over to him and had my book in my hand. And I said, Mr. Metarese, would you mind to sign my book for me? And he said, Will, I'll be glad to sign your book. And I thought, how in the world does he know my name? Turns out, he and his brother are avid duck hunters, and they love the winch duck call, which Primos did so well with and so many people love. I told him a story about couldn't hit crossers, and I wanted to get better at it, and that's why I started shooting sporting clays. So the next day, I got up, and I had an email from him. He had flown home, and I said, how in the world did he get my email? This guy's connected. And he said, Will, call me sometime. So I emailed him back. I said, is now a good time? He said, sure. I called him, and his first words out of his mouth were, thanks for calling me. Let's write a book together. I said, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? Write a book. What are we going to write about? He said, we're going to write about how to help a person who loves to be in the field and hunt be a better shotgunner, to come home with more game and shoot less shots. We're going to teach them how to properly use a shotgun, just like you have learned. So that became the story. I couldn't believe it. Became friends with Metarese. Went to New Jersey to his place. To Eminem, got with him. Kerry was there. Kerry recorded the conversations and the lessons and that I took with Metarese to help us write the book. And then Carrie interviewed me and had me do stuff and Matt Arif do stuff. And before long, we had the outline and the background, sort of the great story of straight shooting for hunters. And just very, very proud to be a partner with Matt Arif and with Carrie to give this book to help people be better shotgunner and to not be so bad like I was.
I doubt you, Will. You were bad. We're visiting with Will Primos, who basically, in my view, Will, you didn't invent the call industry. That obviously was done a long time ago, but you took the call industry into homes around the world for people, and your Mallard Wench call, well, it's probably blown by more duck hunters than any other call ever made, and I can attest that I have a closet of them. And I like them.
Oh, my goodness. So, I'm glad. Thank you.
So, and I'm glad I could help you retire. So,
yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Carrie, you've been on the air, obviously, many times here on the Great Outdoor Show. How did Will described how he and Anthony came together? But two people who, Will's a great communicator, Anthony's a great shot. It took you to get engaged to help bring this to fruition. What, working with two of the people who are the leaders in their industry, respectively, how did you make this happen? How did we get from that initial conversation to this book that's going to be released? That is that I think is going to be something everyone who's ever hunted is going to want to have.
Well, Charlie, I've spent a lot of time working with Anthony to improve my own shooting over the years. That's why he entrusted me to work with him on his first book. And, you know, it's a pretty simple job when you think about it. You get people who are great communicators. You get them to tell you their story, and you write it down. That's basically how I did it. And what I brought to the table was a pretty good ability to spell and punctuate and put the stories in the right order. But you get those two guys talking in a room, and you learn a lot. Just if you're smart enough to keep your mouth shut and your tape recorder on, you learn a lot right there.
So before we go to the break, Carrie, what an individual reading this book, what do you think their takeaway will be? How you know, all these videos and everything, how to shoot, this is different. What's their takeaway going to be?
Yeah. Well, I think the takeaway for shotgunning is that we're really, really hitting the point hard that you don't aim a shotgun. You point it. And you point a shotgun. And just like when you're driving a car, the hood's under your nose, but you don't see it. That's the way you ought to shoot a shotgun. You shouldn't see your barrel when you pull the trigger. And we go over that. The book's written so that every chapter is about a different type of hunting, upland, dove, turkey, deer. And we give you individual hints and safety as well. The other thing that we really emphasize in the book is how important it is to get out into the field and appreciate God's bounty and to share it with others.
No doubt about that.
Well, I think that is so many, and Will, you've also made any number of hunting shows, and they're excellent, and I know you share this thought. A lot of shows, unfortunately, have cheapened the value of the hunt, and the end outcome is the memories you create and loving being in the outdoors. It's not how big is the pile or how far was the shot?
No, it's very far from that. Matter of fact, we teach against that. It's just about having the opportunity to be there and to see it.
Yeah. Because that's why you might never see anything. You'll see something. If you pay close enough attention, Charlie, you see something new every day.
So we're going to take a very quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Will Primos and Carrie Lupton. Will, I'd love to ask you, as you built your business and made the videos and everything you did, maybe some of the things you found most interesting in your career in the outdoors, because you've had an extraordinary career. And the book that Carrie Lupton and Anthony Metteris and Will Primos have written, Straight Shooting for Hunters, will be coming straight to you shortly. In the meantime, you're listening to the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN. This is Charlie Potter, your host. And first, a message from our longtime Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
Hiking, camping, and hunting, it's all an adventure in the great outdoors, but nature can be tough. You need to be ready for anything and everything. Chevy Silverado is built to handle the toughest conditions and get you everywhere you want to go worry-free. Silverado's designed to handle the big jobs. It's built for the great outdoors. With over 13,000 pounds of towing capacity and trailering sway control, Silverado can haul the biggest loads on the roughest roads and keep you cool as a Sunday drive. With 8 available cameras and up to 14 different views, it can spot trouble before it gets to you. That's peace of mind. And when you're ready for the backcountry, Chevy Silverado 1500 ZR2 owns the off-road. You name it, we run over it. No wonder it's Motor Trend's 2023 four-wheeler pickup truck of the year. So see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and check out a Chevy Silverado. It's freedom to explore the great outdoors.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter here on WGN Radio. And we're visiting with Will Primos from Jackson, Mississippi, and Carrie Luft from, obviously, right here in Chicago. And we're talking about a collaborative effort that they made with Anthony Metteris, who's out in New Jersey. So we've triangulated, and it is called Straight Shooting for Hunters, a book that hopefully everyone who goes afield will enjoy reading. But Will, before we talk a little bit more about the book, let me ask you, you've been in the video business. You created, I don't know how many videos, but fabulous videos. You created these calls. What got you started? You grew up hunting, but what sort of clicked for you to say, wait a minute, there's a way I can help so many people enjoy the great outdoors more than just myself?
Well, Charlie, I guess I have to say from the beginning that you don't really know what you're doing when you start it. Sometimes you think you do, but you don't. I just love to hunt and fish. And I guess the one thing that kicked me over the edge, I was born into the restaurant business. My father, my grandfather on my father's side, immigrated at 8 years old from Greece. And that's typical of Greeks to go into the restaurant business because they were uneducated. They in the United States didn't know what they didn't know how to start a living. So they learned to wait on tables and wash dishes. And my grandfather was smart and good, and he created quite a series of wonderful restaurants with a Greek flair to them, 5 of them total, and that was in the Jackson, Mississippi area. But I didn't really like the restaurant business. It was very confining. But I learned to have a strong, strong work ethic, appreciation for people, and to wait on people at a very early age. So I finally started making hunting products and started out with a cushion was my first product that I made in probably 1972. You carried it when you went turkey hunting to give you something to sit on. And it was a great product. But it didn't sell. So I learned so much about marketing, so much about reaching people and getting them to turn over their dollars for something that was of high quality that would benefit them and the adventures that they wanted to go on. And one thing led to another, and I fell in love with turkey hunting more and more, and so I started making turkey calls. So that was the first product I sold in 1976. But I guess when you have to say, what did I learn? That everybody wants a chance in life. And when you're in a position and you're in a leadership position, you're making decisions that affect others, you've got to be willing to sacrifice to do what you can do and to have the discipline that's needed to be able to support those people and to help them reach their own goals. So along the way, sometimes you put yourself second to help the people that are alongside you, helping you get to where you want to go. And so those are some of the lessons that I learned. But I was very, very lucky to surround myself with fantastic talent, with people who wanted to be in the outdoor industry, who wanted to succeed. One of those people being Brad Ferris, who ran the TV and video department. And I was also very lucky. There's a book called The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. He's a very famous New York bestselling author. And The Outliers tells the story of people that were successful or had opportunities that were afforded them at the time of the century or the decade that they were born in. If they hadn't been born when they were, those opportunities weren't available. I feel like I'm one of those people, because when I began to look and see, how am I going to market my calls? I don't have any money. I read a book called Radical Marketing by Trout and Rifkin. Unbelievable book. It's so full of so much common sense. And so I thought of, you know what? The audio cassette that I throw in my car to listen to my music, if I can make an audio cassette and sell it, people can learn. I can teach them how to use the call and maybe even put a live hunt on there. I did that. That released in 83. Video wasn't a part of our mainstream world we lived in. And then in 1986, along came a video camera that you could go and buy. It was very difficult to use it and have good quality. But we began to video hunt and released our first video in 1987. And then we coined the term The Truth. And the Truth series just became a standard within the industry because we didn't fake anything. If we fell down, if we missed, we showed it. And so along the way, I was afforded to use technology that other people created to help tell the Primo story. And it's amazing the number of households that we were in. And from VHS, we went to DVDs, and then and now we're in streaming, and there's no more DVD sales. Everybody wants their content free. So having yourself great people and putting those people in a position to succeed is probably one of the paramount things that I learned.
Well, what a story, Will. And unfortunately, we don't have time this morning to learn more about it, except I will tell all of you, I've known Will Primos a long time. He's a wonderful sportsman, a wonderful outdoorsman. And the book that he has written with Anthony Metairies and Carrie Luft, Straight Shooting for Hunters, Will and Carrie, I hope everyone remembers to get it when it comes out. It'll be a great gift. October 1st. Well, thank you both for being on the air. I'll be back next week with much more on the great outdoors. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN Radio.